Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dev Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is Dev Knight. Hi, this is Dev Knight. This is my part three. Evildoers, dream killers, trying to destroy my Hollywood chances. I do that because I hope I can not talk about these issues anymore. First of all, let me get this straight. I heard another gossip, and I'm going by gossip. Remember, when I say gossip or if I say allege, it's just an allegation. It's question mark, hasn't been proven, but let's just say this. Somebody said that they were using my songs without my permission. They said they were going to go ahead and use my songs anyway without my permission. That's a wrong thing to say and a wrong thing to do if true. Again, they said they were going to use my songs, my music without my permission, even though I didn't give permission or even though I own the song by copyright. That is morally wrong. I would never allow anyone to use my songs without my permission. If anyone's interested in my songs, I would let them use it if they contact me, the real Dev Knight, directly. Using someone's songs without permission is copyright infringement. It's being a thief. They're going to set themselves up to go to, not only to a lawsuit, also they can be possibly charged with fraud criminally. You don't want that. Copyright infringement is wrong. Especially if I wrote the song. So I would never want anyone to use my songs without my permission. But again, you know, what I experienced in my life is that I don't know why, I want to attract normal people. Good people, everyday life people who mind their business. I don't care where they come from, black, white, or brown. I'm colorblind. Peace and quiet, you know, peace or... People know the difference between right or wrong, whose brains are healthy and know the laws and follow the laws and are reasonable. But that hasn't happened to me in my lifetime, and I'm a very reasonable, law-abiding person. I don't know why I attract crazy people to me. I am not attracted to crazy people. I'm not attracted to criminals. I'm not attracted to closed-minded people. I'm not attracted to racist, homophobes, I'm not attracted to religious zealots, I'm not attracted to people who tend to be negative and judgment and judging, negative, do like negative things. I'm not attracted to people who gossip, and I'm not attracted to people who don't know how to mind their business. The reason why is that these type of people that I mentioned are negative. And as I said before, negative people like this always bring negative consequences. There's nothing good about what they do. So I like to attract people who know how to mind their business, who are law-abiding and know the difference between right or wrong. But, you know, I just cannot believe I attracted crazy people to me. You know, in my hometown, I have people do crazy things. And, you know, I said in the previous episode, you know, I have people in Buffalo, you know, if I haven't seen them in 20 or 30 or 40 years, they are stranger. And I don't, you know, even in LA, if I haven't seen them in 20 or 30 or 40 years and I don't haven't seen them or talked to them and they come around like 30 or 40 years later, I'm in a car, you know, that's crazy. Because what are you doing coming around somebody you haven't seen 30 or 40 years? That's a stranger. Okay, but I attract to people in my neighborhood, some people in my neighborhood, don't get me wrong, I ain't going to name their names, and I don't want no retaliation. People in my neighborhood, my building, who know how to follow laws or are not reasonable, and I stay away from those type of people. I have people who say they're conservative. I'm like, why is a conservative person come around who's homophobic or whatever? You know, I'm a very liberal Democrat. I always have. So they know my beliefs are different from theirs. I can respect them. And, you know, I like people of all beliefs, but I do not deal with homophobes or bigots or people who are criminal. And some conservatives, in my experience, are racist. I don't want no racists around me. Homophobes, stay away. Okay? Stop. It's not fair. I dealt with crazy people from my previous street where I live. I don't know. I lived there for 1 year, 2 years, and they're coming over here all these years. I mean, that's crazy. Their brains are diminished. Or from where I used to work at 20 years ago or wherever. The past is over. If you can't accept the past, go to a shrink. I mean, that's not what I want to deal with. I want to deal with people who are interested in my podcast, I mean, in my music, or people in the music industry. I don't want to deal with no crazy person or no person who don't know the difference between right or wrong. Okay? People like that end up in legal trouble all the time. And I don't want to deal with it. But when I hear, you know, people don't want me to, these same people don't want me to be in the industry saying lies about my health, saying lies, saying I had this crazy psychotic woman saying I need to go to the hospital. Go to the hospital for a while. I'm very high functioning. I'm aware of reality. I'm in control of my life. Why would they say something that's deranged? And then, and you know, I went to the gym today. And I saw them in the car. I'm like, why are they going in the car, going up and down in the car? I mean, I don't know them. What's the point of following? I mean, I'm a poor person. I mean, they got to be sick in the head. Their brain, something wrong with them. But perhaps it's because I'm, you know, maybe I got a little celebrity, or they think I'm become a celebrity. That's not a good excuse to be doing crazy things. Or possibly illegal things. I don't need that. And I don't need them to try to hinder my potential to be in the industry either. And they should have moved on. If I don't know them personally, why are they coming around? And again, I'm not that big of a celebrity. I'm just a, you know, aspiring member. That's not an excuse to keep coming around. I told you about those allegations I said before. Any type of illegal activity or trespass is wrong, whether it's true or not. We should not be discussing it. I know I discussed it too many times. I got tired of it, but I'm just dealing with crazy people. I don't hang out with crazy people. People with a severe illness, or someone with a crack addict, or someone who don't understand right from wrong, or an ex-con who wants a drug dealer, or who wants to keep doing crimes, or some religious zealot, or controlling person, or religious person who's a bigot. I don't deal with it. I don't deal with bigots. I don't deal with that. Okay? Mind your business. Basic common sense. Because all I can say, what's going to happen is, without me doing anything, is that the legal system and the world is going to know about these people. They're going to do it to themselves, not me. People already know about me. I know people have ambiguous opinions about me. Some people think I'm creative. Some people think I'm eccentric. Some people even think I'm not well, and that's not true. I don't care about their opinion, but I don't want to hear no defamatory comments online or social media about my health, because my health is fine. I'm aware of reality at all times. Remember, they have those lawsuits of defamation. I don't want to go that far. You remember Leonardo DiCaprio, and he's a really big celebrity. I'm not a celebrity like that, not any kind. I don't even consider myself a celebrity. I'm just a small YouTube celebrity. Again, this is my viewpoint. If people know me, SGI, Buddhist people from CSUN or whoever, I'm fine. Okay? You don't need to be worrying about me with my podcast. Remember, my podcasts are artistic. Artistic means creative. I love to communicate. Here's my song that I Flight, I've written about all the stuff I went through, because I went through a lot of stuff called trauma. I've written it, and here it is. You can listen to it on Spotify. Again, it's my music. And I respect all artists. You know, people who have write music, I always respect artists, and I respect people. And, you know, I always am like cheerleaders to other artists, because it's hard to be an artist, and I live the hard life too. But I would never, ever think of trying to take use their music. You know, that's mine, you know. I'm not trying to be, you know, trouble. You know, some people probably have pre-think that, but I have to express myself. Let me tell you, I am well. So I know that some of the stuff I say online may trouble people or have people question my judgment, but my judgment is keen and fine. I love to express myself. I'm very much aware of what I say. If you have any questions, you can contact me at duffneedslove22@yahoo.com. Anybody who knows me or don't know me, I'm very much aware. Doing podcasts is so good because there are millions of people doing podcasts all over the world. There are millions of people in LA doing podcasts. There are so many podcasters, and there are people who say way out things than I ever would. Just listen to Joe Rogan. And, you know, the situation as it is, it's my way to express thyself. I have an opinion. I have a right to communicate. And thank you very much. Also, listen to my new song. You know, I released this new song, remastered. It's called I'm Over You. I've written this too. This song was just re-released. And this is what it is. And that's what it is. That's my song, I'm Over You. I've written it, and I hope you like it. Consider buying it. If you love to dance, it's for you. If you have any questions about my songs, I'm Over You, and I'm Over You is about being involved with somebody in Los Angeles. That when I was younger made me question reality and made me get in touch with reality about relationships. You have to get to know people because finding the right person to be around from the outside is on the inside. Because not getting involved with people who are not available or not good for me, and to be over them and move on. Other people to be with. So I hope you listen to that. That has been released. Also, again, I do these podcasts because people have pre-construed me to be something that I'm not. I'm very high functioning. Yes, I have a doctorate degree in law. Some people would consider me a law expert, and I would say to a degree, yes, I go by codes and laws. I have to because I've been doing music for a long time. So I had to have plan B, plan A, you know, but I'm still an artist. You know, again, laws and rules and regulations are so important. And it's so important to respect people because people are always going to be very unique in one way or the other. And that's why I got into law because my experiences in my hometown, especially in LA, is that some people are too ignorant to understand that people are not the same as far as personality. There's so many people who have different careers, different outlooks, different realities. And, you know, people who are unique or people who dress differently, they preconceive them to be something wrong with them, and that has happened to me. Even now, people have preconceived me to be crazy because I'm doing music, despite being near Hollywood, despite being very common to make music to go for dreams near Hollywood, 10 or 15 miles away, is a million artists trying. It's very common, and they are out of touch with the reality of Los Angeles. And these same people use their Christian religion or other religions to discriminate against people based on race, color, and based on lifestyle and music. And they are too ignorant to understand the reality of life itself. And life is always going to be diverse. That's why, you know, this God's energy is expanded through diversity of all races, cultures, different types of music, different types of beliefs, personalities, because that's how we grow. And these people do not understand diversity. They made preconceived notions about me because of my employment history and because of my because of what I say, and everything about them is wrong. They should have never judged me because I'm very high functioning and very educated, especially as an artist, to know the difference between right or wrong. And they do not. They go on using their religion and their ignorance, their closed mindedness, which brings more trouble in the world than it is. So that's why these same people are trying to hinder my chances to be in Hollywood, or think Hollywood is some fantasy world, or think I'm out of touch when it's them who are out of touch. They don't understand boundaries or wisdom, and they need to learn the law of the land to and mind their business, or the law is going to catch up to them. So that is all I need to say. We need to be nice to people, respect boundaries of people, even their homes, their lifestyles, and that's all I need to say. Don't take my dream away, and don't take someone else's dream away. Follow the law. Again, negative situations bring negative consequences. Positive situation is where you have people who mind their business and let people live regardless of where they come from, because there's always going to be someone different from me and you. And that does not mean that there's something wrong with them. It means something wrong with us if we judge them. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.